Wilbur.
Wilbur.
Yes, sir. They already reported to you what I said on the floor today?
No.
Gross asked me the leading question about whether or not there'd be a request for a tax increase before the election, after the election, or after the first of the year. And I told him that if he could give me some idea when Congress was going to adjourn, I could answer his question. But to face up to it, I didn't think that anybody downtown was yet in a position to know exactly what the rate of spending was going to be, what the additional needs in Vietnam, if any, would be. And until we did know more about those subject matters, I didn't think we could legislate intelligently additional revenues.
I just wondered if you got a chance on your way home. I got a meeting with them, all the freshmen and about 125 Democrats and Republicans off the record on Vietnam. It might be, I don't guess you'd want to, but if you wanted to, be glad you'd hear it. It's on Jim Lucas, or correspondents reporting on what he found out there. But it's 7, and I thought if you went home, say 6 o'clock, you might drop by and look at some of the stuff we're thinking. Now, I've given more thought as a result of what you said the other day. The more you talk about these things, the better you are. I found that out. And I had a long talk with Wright Patman this morning, and he's quite the problem, but I talked to Heller, and he stayed all night with me and a bunch of them. And everybody, I mentioned your thought to about the executive hearings. First, we have confidence in you, period, in your intelligence, in your judgment, and in your loyalty. I don't expect blind loyalty, and I know what problems you got, Arkansas and every other place, but I mean loyalty that you like instead of hate, and that you, for Rayburn and for me, anytime you can be, without giving up your conscience and your wife and your kids. So that's where we proceed from. That's a pretty easy way to do it. And we don't think you're going to lose your head and go off on a tangent and make a wild speech and repeal something that you don't know what you're doing and so forth. So nearly all the fellows think that it might be a very wise thing to say that, first of all, just put kind of the economy thing, instead of putting announcement definitely, that we are going to have a tax bill where every congressman has to, Republican said, well, are you for a tax bill or are you against it? You're gonna favor one or aren't you? And nobody's gonna want to run on higher taxes. We might just put number one, that we're gonna impound these appropriations. That's the part I gave you the other day. Then number two, we might recommend investment credit and acceleration. Then number three, we might go into the appeal to the governors and to the mayors to hold back their public expenditure as much as they can, and say that number four, that we're going to hold back all of our participations in everything else we can in every field, so we don't put a strain on the market.
By the way, there's one area we didn't discuss, and that's urban renewal, where they could slow down a little bit. North Little Rock and places.
All right. All right. Then we could say we're going to watch export, import, federal land, everything on all those sales. And we could ask every governor, particularly the 10 largest ones, California, New York, Texas, Pennsylvania, Ohio, that we want you to watch stuff you float. And we could ask the biggest school districts to watch what they're doing. Hold up the rest so we don't put too much strain on the securities market. Then we could find any ways that anybody suggests that we might lower interest. We might try to ask two of the major banks to come down, as some indication they might, on their prime rate a little bit, along with these messages to impound and hold back participations and hold other. And then say, now, there are 9, 10 appropriation bills, and I cannot say what's needed until you tell me how much you're going to spend and until General Westmoreland tells me. As soon as he does, I will continue to recommend to the Congress revenue to cover my expenditures, as I have. And I've taken in more this year than I've spent, and point that out that I have, and say, I will continue to do it. And then have an off-the-record agreement with you that just as soon as we get these appropriation bills, and I sign them or veto them, and the director of the budget certifies to you that they've gone over them $7 million to $1 billion. Then get McNamara come up, as you indicated the other day, but do it privately and tell you that his judgment is going to be $9 billion or $8 or $6, whatever it is. Then you say you're going to call a meeting and have some tentative hearings so that when whatever is done, then when you get through the hearings, have great deliberation, and then the President and Secretary of Treasury sit down with you, and then the President makes his recommendation.
Well, now, let me see if I understand the timing. If we're going to have executive session-type hearings that we discussed, they should come pretty soon, before all of this is fully developed, I would think. I don't know, because we're going that route. It'll take probably 4 or 5 days, the way the committee would inquire, if you get any number of people.
I mean do the first, and do the executive before we have the big tax bill.
That's right. But now, what timing did you have on
that? I would have it after we have our appropriation bills, and we know whether we're going to have any. If you don't increase my appropriation bills, and I, by chance, should look out in Vietnam, I don't have to have anything.
That's right.
But you've got to give me these appropriation bills. You haven't even got some of them authorized yet. You haven't even got the authorization. So what I do tomorrow, next day, Friday, before you leave, sometime, I would go about 5 points that I pointed out to you. I would say I'm going to impound money, and I'm going to give them instructions to impound more. And then as soon as I get the bills, I'm going to look over them and see if I can impound more. You get that point? That's number one.
Yeah.
Then I'd say I'm going to suspend, make inoperative. And I'll take one, the investment, and two, the accelerated depreciation. That'll be 3 points right there.
Yeah.
Then I would go next and say that I'm going to ask everybody to hold back on the expenditures. And I'm going to hold back on participation. I'm going to ask the governors to hold back on bond issues. And the mayors to hold back on everything they can, and ask the Federal Reserve to do anything it can to drive interest rates down, and let's lessen this demand on money.
Now, you're thinking about making this kind of a statement?
Yeah, in a statement, or in a news conference, or in a letter or something. I want you to go over it before. I'm just giving you the guts of it, which I did the other day. Then I would conclude by saying, now then, my folks, this is what I recommend tomorrow, yesterday. Be done immediately. I'm doing immediately. I'm impounding. I'm calling the participations. I'm wiring the governors. I'm contacting the mayors. I'm stopping the building myself. And I'm asking for investment action immediately. I'm asking for accelerate depreciation action immediately, just for the next 18 months or 16 months.
All right, do all of that, now put that in the union message and send it up there that way.
All right, then I'd wind it up this way. Now, I don't know what else may be need to be done. You and the Congress will determine that. If you add on to my appropriation bills, you'll add on to more deficit financing, or you'll have to have more revenues. And what you do depends on you.
Right.
And I'm going to wait. But as soon as they get to me, I'll be in conference with your leaders. First thing I'll do is review them and see if I can cut them. And if I can get them down to my budget. And if I can't, then I'll be in conference with you and your leaders. And I can't tell till Vietnam comes in, but I'll try to get that shortly after I get the appropriation bill. And then I will do whatever is necessary to be done to try to ensure that we take in as much as we spend. And they say that'll do more to the country than any other damn thing.
I don't think it's in doubt, but what this whole thing laid out in a message to the Congress is going to have a very sobering effect, not only on the Congress, but upon the country.
But then the question is, Wilbur, the question is, do I say I'm going to recommend a big tax bill now, or do I say that I'm going to do it after these things come in? I'll do what's necessary. And then when I say it looks like it's going to be 12-14, you hold some executive hearings for 10 days.
Yeah.
And then come in and say, well, Mr. President, if I were you, I'd restore part of this. Or if I were you, I'd I thought, here's what the testimony shows. Then you can get the budget, and you can get the Secretary of Treasury, and you can get Walter Heller, and you can get the NAM, and you can get the Chamber of Commerce. You can say to them, the administration looks like it's going to need $15, $20 billion. How would you raise it? And then I can look at those hearings. Then I can come up and make a message if I have to make one.
Yeah. Well, that's the way I wouldn't state anything except the generalities like we talked about,
right,
that
okay.
You're going to ask for whatever it takes.
Well, not necessarily tax. I'm going to do whatever's necessary,
whatever.
Either impound or... All right, that's what I'm going to tell Henry Fowler at 6 o'clock. Because
whatever's necessary.
Now, can you move these other items quickly if I do it?
Yes, I can.
Well, God bless you. Can you come by at 6 o'clock?
At 6 o'clock?
Yeah, 6:15. Yeah, 6:15.
6:15
yep.
In the Southwest Gate?
Yep.
All right.
In my little office.
I'll be there.